Thank you, Greg. I'm very pleased to be backstage with assistant principal cellist Yumi Kendall. Yumi, it's so wonderful to meet you.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
The symphony you're about to play to start the second half was in actuality Robert Schumann's second symphony. He wrote the original version close on the heels of his first symphony. He'd already created tremendous solo piano works and some of the most beautiful art songs ever composed. What do you think it must have taken psychologically for him to suddenly switch gears and write for symphony orchestra after writing almost exclusively for much smaller forces?
You know, it's funny you ask that because in the second movement, there's this beautiful, intimate chamber music moment between the principal cello and the oboe. And in rehearsal, actually, Yannick asked those two people, Haye and Dick Woodhams, if they could see each other. And immediately the viola section kind of parted like the parting of the Red Sea to ease the communication between those two instruments as sort of a highlight of the chamber music atmosphere that Schumann wanted to create. So I actually think that even though the rest of the symphony is larger, he still manages to incorporate chamber music gems in this symphony.
What is especially unique about Yannick and what he brings to this Schumann literature?
The advantage of working with our music director in a piece like this is that we can evolve and think about our performance in the long term. And Yannick has been very adamant about having us take new approaches with a piece like the Schumann, which of course is embedded in this orchestra's history, especially with Savalisch. So as I mentioned, he's encouraging us to take a more classical or Mozartian approach to this with a lot of wind in the sound and a lot of motion and direction.
When you say freedom and wind in the sound, though, is there a danger of it falling apart when you have 100 people playing together?
That is why we have Yannick to keep us together. So absolutely. Of course, we want phrasing. Of course, we want that motion and direction. But we're always attuned to what Yannick's gestures are in the moment. And what's really neat is that as we've gotten to know each other more, Yannick, meaning Yannick and the orchestra, we actually write very little in our music because he's so good at creating trust on stage. And we trust him to be there for us when we need him. So that's how we can explore these musical ideas with freedom and with trust, because we know that technically he's going to be there for us. And it really creates this great balance between structure and flexibility in our musical exploration.
I've heard so many musicians in the orchestra, as well as soloists, talk about this trust that Yannick Nezet-Séguin creates amongst the musicians and between himself and the musicians. What does that translate into physically, psychologically, verbally? What do you mean by trust?
I think there is an authenticity. We know who he is. And he knows that we are all there in service of the music. It's not about him. It's not about us. It's about always the music. And so there's this unspoken respect for that which is greater than all of us, which is the music, right? I remember a quote from a teaching artist seminar I did several years ago, but this person said, leadership is 20% content, 80% who you are. And that's very much what Yannick brings to the table, because so many people we have on the podium, you know, chops are there, technique is there, musicalities are there, great ideas are there. But who the person is, you can't teach that. Like, that's just who he is. I think that's one of the ways in which he really helps bring all of us together.
Let's talk for a minute about Robert Schumann and the great suffering he experienced from tremendous mental and emotional demons as he went through life. I believe you've recently received an advanced degree in psychology.
So yes, last year in 2017, I completed a Master's of Applied Positive Psychology from the University of Pennsylvania. And the field of positive psychology is basically the science of thriving. What is it that makes individuals, relationships, small groups, organizations, and even cultures thrive and do well?
Circling back to Schumann, with your training as a positive psychologist, is there anything that you could see that could have applied to his life?
Of course, this is all speculation. Two points to that question. One is, of course, the symphony is very resonant from his cello concerto, which is in Opus 129. And we think of the schizophrenia of the bipolar personalities that are present in Schumann's works. And so when I'm performing this symphony of his, I'm also taking my musical education from learning the Schumann Cello Concerto and applying that in sensible ways in the symphony, in our performance experience. So that's a very personal sort of cellist's perspective of that symphony. Secondly, from the positive psychology degree, I read a book called The Upside of Your Dark Side, Aspects of Our Quote-Unquote Negative Emotions. So this is, of course, complete speculation into what Schumann's personal experience and struggle may have been. But from a human perspective, I think there is real value in understanding what negative emotions can do for us as in a bigger scheme, in a bigger perspective.
The concert will end with one of the most memorable tone poems in the repertoire, Richard Strauss's Don Juan. Known to be fiendishly difficult for all of the instruments, but notoriously difficult for cello. Did you have to play excerpts from Don Juan when you auditioned for the Philadelphia Orchestra?
I did. Back in my semifinal round, I had to do the first page of Don Juan, and then later I had to do letter R to letter T. But yes, this is a famous set of fabulous excerpts to just show off. And that's one of the most satisfying reasons why it's great to play this with this orchestra, because you know that every string player has just kicked the rear end out of this out of this music, and it's just so amazing.
Well, Yumi, it was a real pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much. We can't wait to hear the Schumann and the Strauss.
Thank you so much for having me. Enjoy the second half.